朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
天父，在你的殿中，我们全然的降服。
Lord, we bow before you in your temple.
愿你的灵，就是那智慧和启示的灵，运行在我们当中。
May the Spirit, the teacher, the moving in our hearts.
好叫我们受教的心能够保住。
So we can keep a teachable heart.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 怎样教育现代的儿女？
How do we educate the child of today's?
这是一个非常重要的题目。
It is a very important topic.
尤其是在后现代化的情况，手机、电玩各样的诱惑。
And in this postmodern era, with all electronic gadgets, all temptations.
然后在自由主义充斥的学校环境。
And all the liberal, school environments.
我们怎么样能够教育我们的孩子？
How do we teach our children?
什么是我们教育儿女的范本？
And what's the textbook we use to educate our kids?
你说基督徒，我们当以圣经为基础。
Obviously, as a Christian, we tell them to use Bible as our textbook.
但圣经在这个时代怎么去解释呢？
And in this era, how do you use Bible to apply in the real world?
有什么不变的原则呢？
What are the principles that does not change?
今天早上我要与各位一同来思考，在这个时代父母怎样教育儿女。
So this morning, let's ponder and how to educate or teach our children.
知道我们当中很多已经是做祖父母的，你对儿女的教养已经没有办法改变了。
We know many of you are the grandparents, and there's no way to change your children.
但是你对于你孙儿女的影响还是可以发生。
However, you can still influence your grandchildren.
那么在以弗所书第六章一至四节，我们要从其中来明白一些的原则。
We will try to understand from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 4 to understand these principles.
好，第一节我们一起来念，一二三，请。你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。教育儿女的第一要务是在主里听从父母。
So the first principle, it says, obey parents in the Lord.
今天有太多的孝子父母把父母跟孩子的地位颠倒过来了。
Many parents now have reversed the roles and then in respect to the children.
所以到了孩子 teenager 的阶段是完全无法掌握儿女的教育。
So while the children becomes a teenager, it's the situation is out of control.
请注意，神的话不会错。教育儿女第一要务是要在主里面让他们听从父母。
And notice that the biblical verses is not wrong, so you have to teach them children in the Lord.
如果孩子他们不懂得服从权威，或者是没有权威，他们在这个社会里面是很难成就的。
Now, youth does not understand to submit to the authority, they will not survive or live in this world.
我不是说孩子什么都得听从父母，而是说要孩子明白 爸爸妈妈要有权决定事情怎么样。
I'm not saying that to ask children to blindly obey the parents, but it is to understand to listen to their parents.
当孩子渐渐长大，能够明白道理，才慢慢让他来参与做决定。
As they grow, they understand all the things and they can participate in many things.
听从父母，这里说要在主里面。
And here it says, obey the parents in the Lord.
换句话说，教育儿女这个权柄是从主来的。
And that means to discipline the children, the authority comes from God.
不是因为我生了你，所以你得凡事听从我。
Not because you was born from me, you have to listen to me.
乃是因为上帝把教育儿女的责任交给了我做父母的，来代替他执行这个权柄。
And that, yet this is God's give you the authority, the duty to teach you, and then you can listen to us.
当然也不是无理的要求孩子一昧的顺从，好像在军队里面的新兵入伍听班长的话一样。
Doesn't like a, like a, in army you obey unconditionally.
Oh, 不是要像这样子。
Not like that.
Yeah. 所以爸爸妈妈自己得先听从神的话，才能够帮助孩子长大。
Parents, first of all, they themselves have to listen to God to show the children how to grow.
那么这里有一份资料是讲到教养儿女不失败的五个原则。
Now here is the literature to show how to not losing it by disciplining the children.
第一，借着祷告保持清楚的心。
And first, through prayers to keep a clear, sound mind.
当孩子一哭闹的时候，父母就会失去耐性而变得不讲理。
And when the children throw out temper, and then the parents lose the patience.
这个就是我们为什么要祷告。
And that's why we have to pray.
第二，不论怎么样，要抓住这个控制权。
And no matter what, you have to gain, keep the control of the situation.
因为每一个孩子都想试一试自己的界限，要来挑战父母。
Because every child is testing their boundaries to test their parents.
所以我们不能够放弃这个底线，是做父母的来控制孩子跟自己的情绪。
So you cannot give up this baseline to let their moods to control the situation.
第三，必要的时候还是需要体罚。
And third, whenever necessary, corporal punishment, spanking is appropriate.
尤其孩子小的时候。
Especially when they are young.
不要怕打孩子，而是要怕错用体罚的方式。
And don't be afraid to spank, but it's not to misuse the corporal punishment.
就是生气的情况下打孩子。
And that means when you are angry and you beat the kids.
当然，我们不能够打孩子叫怎么样，别人看见了。
Of course, you won't let people see when you do that.
啊，这个打要按着他会感觉痛就好的程度打。
Yeah. Punishment is to the point that they understand, they feel it, you're punishing them.
那他开始理解，能够讲道理，就渐渐不要打。
And when they start to understanding the reasons and reasoning, and then you stop doing that.
第四，对于不成熟的孩子要有耐性。
Now, fourth is facing the immaturity of children, you have to be patient.
不是每一个孩子都有耐性的，都有成熟合作的。
And not every child will cooperate in a mature manner.
那你有那些不愿意合作孩子的话，其实是对你耐性的一种考验。
And when you face those impatient children, and that's a test of your patient.
等到孩子长大了，你自己变得有耐性了，那也是一种收获。
And when the children grow up and you become patient, and that's also an achievement.
第五，不要向顽强的孩子屈服。
And lastly, don't stoop up to their levels to all those stubborn kids.
有些孩子确实很倔强，但是你避免跟他硬碰硬，不能屈服。
So don't go head to head to those stubborn situations.
你可以暂时避免跟他冲突，不理他，但是你回过头来还是要纠正他们。
So although you avoid conflict directly, you still have to go later on to correct their behaviors.
如果你觉得这五点呢，还不够清楚，我再给你十点。
If you found this 5 points, 5 ways not sufficient, I'll give you 10 more.
第一，要尽早的定孩子的界限。
And first one is set the boundaries early.
什么都可以做，但是什么都不可以做。
And to do whatever, however they do it, but is not to let them do it.
这个决定权是在乎于你做父母的。
And the decision making is up to the parents.
好像孩子几点钟睡觉，不好好听话就哭闹就不理，这一些规矩要你来定。
So like when to go to bed and then throw tempers whenever they want it, you have to control that.
第二，定了规矩就大家都得遵守。
And once you set up the rules, everybody has to follow it.
什么是孩子自己可以做的事，你就不能替他做。
And whatever the children can do, you cannot do for them.
如果孩子决定要他去上床睡觉，那你就应当也不要看电视啊。
And so when the children go to the bed, the time of bedtime, you also should turn the TV off.
因为孩子的耳朵都是很灵的，再隔了几个房间，他也听得见你在看电视。
Because their hearing is very sharp, even though they may live in a few rooms down the hall, they can still hear it.
第三，要解释犯错误的后果。
And the third is to explain the consequences of the making wrong things.
孩子到三四岁的时候，已经可以跟他们讲一些的道理。
And when the child turns to 3 or 4, you can reason with them.
要让他们知道，他们做错了事都是有后果的。
To let them know that whatever they do have consequences.
第四，要用鼓励的方式来强化好的行为。
And fourth, using a positive reinforcement to encourage people.
做错了处罚，但是做对了要更多的奖励。
And when you make mistakes, you punish, but when you do right things, you have to encourage them.
第五，要向孩子说明他们不乖自己的感受。
And have you explained how bad behaviors make they feel, how they feel.
大部分孩子们都不愿意爸爸妈妈不开心的。
And most of the cases, the kids don't want to see unhappy parents.
所以要跟孩子们解释为什么这样子做爸爸妈妈会难过。
So they explain to the children why the way they behave will make their parents sad.
第六，不能让这个处罚期留得太长。
So you cannot let this timeout period go in too long.
孩子越小，那么这一个期限就越短，可能15分钟就很长了。
And for the younger the kids is, the time, if it's 15 minutes, maybe it's too long.
当这个处罚期过了之后，就要拥抱他，来显示更多的爱。
After this period of punishment, you have to embrace them and show them your love.
第七，要用平静、坚定的口吻来责备。
Seventh, you use a tone, a voice, a calm and firm.
你自己先乱了套，你不要想把孩子教好。
If you out of control, no, don't think that you can discipline them.
那你能够用平静的口吻来跟孩子讲话，他们比较愿意听。
If you use a calm voice, they will probably listen to you.
第八，绝对不可以打巴掌。
And eight, don't smack in their face.
这个不但会伤害孩子，也会养成自己暴力的习惯。
And this will hurt them and also have this, creating this bad habit.
因为这个太容易了，就是拉一个小板子，你也得走过去拉，啊，气会消一点。
And so swing your arm is very easy to do. So if you avoid doing that.
那这个处罚的工具呢，就算是一把尺一根筷子了，也要随着孩子的年龄变宽变大的。
So the tools that you use to punish, it will vary according to the age of the children.
记住，只是让他皮肤痛，不是要伤害他。
And remember, it just let them feel a little pain, but not to hurt them.
当然也不是妈妈打你喽，妈妈打你喽。
Don't go too soft either.
第九，要发现孩子坏行为的动机是什么。
Ninth, to find out the motives for this misbehavior.
是不是他得不到关心，或者他觉得不公平？
Is because to try to find out whether they feel unjust.Or not fair.
是不是他觉得受了虐待或者是不安全？
Maybe they feel they're being abused or insecure.
所以不光是更正他，我们要替他想到底问题出在哪里。
So we have to think in their terms to where the problem arises.
最后要禁止孩子咬人的行为。
And then forbid them to start biting behavior.
伤害到其他孩子的行为都是 no-no, 不可以的。
And it's no-no to have them hurt others.
孩子在长牙齿的时候喜欢咬东西，如果我们不帮助他更正，他以后就咬人。
And when you, the child begin teething, and then they may start biting. If you don't adjust that behavior, they may start biting people later on.
总而言之，在主的里面听从父母，这个是教孩子的第一要务。
And here's the first principle is to.Obey parents in the Lord.
所以我们做父母的自己要亲近主，才能够教孩子有一个好的习惯来认识神。
We as parents, we have to get close to God to learn how to work this way.
睡前跟孩子的祷告跟吃饭之前做的祷告是两个最好教育孩子属灵生活的机会。
Praying at bedtime and pray at meals before meals are the two best opportunities to show them.
那么教育儿女的第二要务是什么呢？
So what is the second principle?
我们一起来读第二节，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。这里告诉我们，教育儿女的第二要务就是要帮助他们来遵守神的教训。
So here it shows us that's how to teach children to obey the commandment of God.
那神给我们的话分成两部分。
And God gave us a commandment in two parts.
旧约的部分集中在三件事上，就是诫命、律例跟典章。
Through Old Testament, we have three parts, commandments, decrees, and law.
诫命是指的十条诫命。
And commandments are the ten commandments.
律例是指的有关于敬拜神的规定。
And decrees are the rules to set up how to worship God.
典章是讲的人与人相处社会共同遵守的法令。
And laws as dictates about the relationships among people and the social order.
其实旧约许多的律例典章都要从新约的角度原则去遵守的。
Many of those commandments and laws, and we have to observe through the perspective of New Testament.
譬如说献祭这些的律例，其实耶稣基督已经在十字架上都成全了，我们不必遵守。
For instance, all the decrees, all the laws, and already being fulfilled by the Jesus Christ.On the cross, so we don't have to pay too much attention.
同时，以色列人遵守的节期饮食规则，我们也不遵守。
And many of those rules to keep you clean, we don't have to observe either.
因为希伯来书九章第十节这样的说：
And Hebrews chapter 9 verses 10 says,
他说这些事连那饮食和住班洗濯的规矩都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到正兴的时候为止。这里讲到这一些的规定到主耶稣来的时候都已经为止。
All these matters of food and drink and all the various ceremonial washings until the crisis came is already complete.
所以新约的教训里面是由圣灵来帮助我们决定什么是该做的事。
In the New Testament, we use the Holy Spirit, following Holy Spirit to tell us what ought to be done.
那么主耶稣就其实已经简化到两条直接的诫命。
And all this has been simplified into two commandments.
大使命就是要去传主的福音。
And great commission is to go out and preach the gospel.
大诫命就是要爱神爱人。
And the great commandment is to love God and love people.
其实这两条诫命已经够我们一辈子去遵行了。
These two is sufficient for all of us to, for our lifetime.
有的时候我看到有一些父母埋怨他们这一个孩子怎么能难带难带困难得很。
Yeah, many people we heard they complain about how to bring up a child.
那是因为你只有一个孩子所以困难。
And the difficulty comes is because you have only one child.
我想一想我前上两代他们怎么养孩子的。
And if you think of the past two generations above us, and how do they rear up all those children?
我自己兄弟姐妹六个人我爸爸妈妈都是要工作的，他们怎么养的
？The children, my family had six siblings, and both my parents work. How did they bring up all these children?
我自己三个孩子，老大跟老三只差四岁，我们怎么养的
？And myself has three kids. The first one, the difference between the first and third one is 4 years.
每一次去聚会的时候，我们带着还是在襁褓中的孩子就去聚会了。
When we go to the meetings, and we just bring all the people, all the kids, the babies included.
我们从来就没有说主日的早上孩子起不来，所以不聚会了。
Yeah, we never said the kids cannot get up in the morning. We don't go to church.
我们也没有说礼拜五的晚上孩子要早点上床，所以我们礼拜五就不聚会了。
We never said our kids had to go bedtime early, so we don't go to Friday night meeting.
其实是在乎你把什么事放在优先。
And this is also matters how do you set your priorities.
在 Arkansas, 这个 Dugas family, 他们有19个孩子，怎么养的
？The Dugas family in Arkansas has 19 kids.
他们家里面有四套的洗衣机，有两个12人的 van.
And they have two.Four sets of laundry machining and then two 12 people vans.
每一个主日，他们全家的人都能够准时的去敬拜神。
And every Sunday, they punctually arrive at the church to worship.
大的照顾小的，每个人在家里都有工作。
And everybody takes care of others.
因为他们是照着神的话去养。
They follow God's words to rear a family.
Florida, 啊，这个 Reback family, 他们有16个孩子，他们怎么养的
？And in Florida, the Rebacks have 16 kids. How do they do that?
在田纳西，这个 Bates 这个家里面有19孩子，他们怎么养的
？And in Tennessee, the Bates family has 19 kids. How do they do that?
他们把十诫放在墙上，让每一个孩子都遵守。
And they put up the Ten Commandments.On the wall, such that everybody followed it.
约翰一书第二章第三节说：“我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。”
First John, 2:3 is we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands.
其实十诫是最好的教育规范。
And in reality, the Ten Commandments are the best education.
今天社会藐视神，把十诫从法院挪走，公共的地方拿开，结果怎么样
？The world disregard Ten Commandments, removed from the courts, the schools, and what happens?
我们看到人欲横流，暴力充满，整个社会陷在罪里越来越深。
And we see the world is filled with violence, And then sin is come over the world.
我们上个礼拜五看到优西团契的同学背圣经背得很好。
Last Friday, we see the campus fellowship students memorize verses. They did a good job.
啊，恩赫，你们背过十诫吗
？And does that include the Ten Commandments?
太长了，才十条，你都说太长了。
Too long, but it's only Ten Commandments.
下一个学期恢复背经，第一件事情你们就背十诫。
For next term, the first chore is to remember Ten Commandments.
谁会背十诫的啊？连基督徒十诫都不会背，太可怕了。我们一起来读一下。
Let's all read it.
第一，除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，不可妄称耶和华你神的名。当纪念安息日，守为圣日，当孝敬父母，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证陷害人，不可贪念一切所有的。今天我们要从另外一个角度来看十诫。
Today we're going to look at these Ten Commandments from another angle.
这个十诫不是一个古老的诫命，是可以用在现今时代中的。
This is not an ancient text we can apply to today's world.
只是看你怎么去解释它。
And let's see how you interpret this.
当然，我们解释是按照圣经原则的。
Following God's biblical principle.
第一，除了我以外，不可以有别的神。
First one is you will not.Always do what you said, right? With that, beside.
Oh, 这个是说明我们要守信。
And this is tells us always keep what you said.
我们要坚持信靠耶和华，绝不背叛他。
And we're insisting on trusting in God always and not go against him.
所以他是教我们向神、向人都要守信。
And so this is teaching us how to deal with people to people and people to God.
因此我们教导孩子说，我们答应别人的事情，其实都等于是向神立约，我们要去实现它。
So we teach children that when we promise things to other people, it's like we're making covenant with God. We have to keep.
第二戒就是不可以为自己雕刻偶像，这是讲到我们要慎择，就是谨慎的选择。
The second one, you shall not make yourself an image in the form. So that means you have to make a good choices.
我们晓得偶像是假神，拜偶像的人也知道那个是金银木石雕的东西，不可能是神的。
We know that we see the idols and then in the image as made up by man is they don't keep it whatever they can promise.
可是他们继续的去拜，是因为他们做了一个决定要去拜。
However, people still go to worship those idols because they had made decision to go to do that.
因此，拜偶像这是人做了错误的选择。
And therefore, that's they made a wrong choice.
他们以拜偶像来交换得到他们所需要的利益。
And they go to worship the idol to expect to receive the benefits of it.
那我们要教导孩子，不是你做这件事情可以得什么利益，而是神喜不喜欢你这样做。
So the point here is not whether you're going to gain anything by doing that, it's whether to let God's.Be pleasing or not.
不然我们就会啊，都自以为是，花了很多精力时间去做，最后我们做出来的东西，我们是做成了一个偶像。
So when you follow your own judgments, whatever you do, you end up building your own idol.
这个就是主耶稣讲马门拜马门的意思。
And this is what Jesus said. I've gone to worship Mammon.
所以我们要小心我们的选择。
So be careful about your choices.
第三节，不可妄称耶和华你神的名。这里是讲到我们要会尊重。
Here's the third one. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord. Here's be respectful.
不但是尊重神，也要尊重人。
Not only respect God, but also respect people.
不尊重就是自大。
And if you don't respect others, that means you self-grandizing.
当然有一些人他们会借着侍奉神的名去得到利益。
And many people use that, the name of the Lord to gain personal gains.
好像这些在电视上的布道家，他们叫人捐钱爱神，他们自己过得豪华的生活。
Like many evangelists on TV, and they preach that to offers to God, but they live life lavishly.
这个是妄称神的名，就和那些满口说Oh my God, oh Jesus, 随便说，其实心态是一样的。
That's they're misusing the name of the Lord.
就是对神一点都不尊重。
They despise, actually don't show any respect to God.
不尊重神的人也不会尊重人。
If they don't respect God, they will not respect a man.
更是会藐视那些穷苦卑微的人。
And they will look down all those poor and humble people.
但是我们要知道，就算是一个穷困的流浪汉，他也是按着神的形象造的。
Even those people wandering the street, the homeless people, they're still made in the image of God.
他们在神的眼中是跟我们一样的宝贵。
And in God's eyes, they are as precious as us.
所以我们奉主耶稣的名祷告，但我们心里面不接纳别人，那个祷告就是虚假的。
And if we said we pray in Jesus' name, but we don't accept others, and our prayers are in vain.
那就是妄称神的名。
And that's we're misusing God's name.
所以我们要尊重神，也尊重人。
We have to be respectful toward God and toward people.
第四节说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，这是教导我们要过一个平衡的生活。
Fourth commandment, to keep a Sabbath.To keep us a balanced life.
安息日神定为圣日，是因为他工作了六天，创造万有，第七天他就安息了。
And so keep Sabbath day holy is because you work for six days and then on Sunday you rest.
我们今天说礼拜天守为圣日。那个是神新造的开始，因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And we keep observe the Sundays as the beginning, because we celebrate the Jesus Christ to begin the new life.
神要我们工作六天，休息一天，这是学会怎么样子是工作有时，休息有时，过一个平衡的生活。
God wants to keep a Sabbath to as a rest, as we have because there's a time for work and there's a time for rest.
但是以色列人他们把守安息日变成了许多的规条，叫人怕过安息日，怕犯罪。
And Israelites made all this very complicated to threaten people to make commit sins.
其实神希望我们能够过一个身体、灵性都平衡的生活。
So God wants us to have a balanced life, spiritual terms, and the whole the mind and body in a balanced way.
一个礼拜有一天能够跟弟兄姐妹一同的敬拜神，这是一个心灵的平衡。
And once a week, you can go worship with others and to give you peace in your mind.
第五戒，当孝敬父母，这个是孝顺。
And the fifth one is honor your parents.
我们中国人都强调要孝顺，这是一个美德，是国之本。
And Chinese especially value this, is to be to honoring parents.
其实孝顺是操练对神的尊重。
In fact, this is actually practicing how to respect God.
因为孩子在开始的时候成长，他们不了解神。
And because while they grow up, the children don't understand God.
所以神要父母代替神来执行教养。
So parents are replacing God or substituting God to discipline children.
等到 父母的年纪大了，需要孩子照顾的时候，那么孩子又代替神来帮助他们。
So when the parents grow older and they need care, and the children now replacing God to help them.
这个是神设立这个家庭制度的一个本意。
And this is the principle set up by the family.
所以我们敬畏神，我们也应当孝顺父母。
So we honor, respect God is by honoring our parents.
在提摩太前书第五章八节那里说，人若是不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
And
sorry, I didn't give you that verse. Okay. If one not look after his own family member is rebel God's word is worse than the unbeliever. 第六节，不可杀人。
The sixth commandment, do not murder.
有的人说，这一届我绝对没问题，至少十届守一届，我不会杀人啊。
And many people will say, oh, this one is easy to keep. I will not kill people.
其实不可杀人，那个意思是要仁慈。
And here is really means be kind.
因为杀人是否定神的仁慈。
And killing others really denying the kindness of God.
生命是仁慈，神仁慈的最高表现。
Because life is representing the ultimate expression of God.
你看，神给人生命，就不在乎这个人配不配得活下去。
Because God gave this life to people, not considering whether they deserve or not.
所以，当我们藐视生命的时候，我们就是否定神的仁慈。
When you despise that, then you deny God's sovereignty, and you're ignoring God's kindness.
因此，自杀或者是安乐死，这些都是违反或者是背弃神的仁慈。
So this includes when you have a suicide or euthanasia, and then killing your people, is ignoring God's kindness.
那我们不仁慈，其实也是对神的一种伤害。
And this is ignoring that is hurting the Lord.
有的人开车开慢了，结果后面的人不高兴，超过去就给他做很难看的手势。
Someone drives slowly, and then other people pass them, and then give the road rage signs.
那你怎么办呢？你就用中文骂他，反正他也听不懂。
So you return in Chinese, thinking that they don't understand.
其实你是不仁慈，你是杀人没有用武器而已。
And this is still, you're not kind. You're killing people without a weapon.
因为杀人是从恨人而来，恨人是从生气而来。生气其实就是不仁慈的后果。
And, killing is due to the hatred. Hatred is not the temper, and this is a lack of kindness.
我们要教导孩子要仁慈，不是叫他们不杀人而已。
And we teach them how to be kind, not just to say not to kill.
第七戒不可奸淫。
The seventh is you shall not commit adultery.
奸淫是污秽的罪，污秽了圣洁的关系。
So adultery is soiling a clean relationship.
因此，第七戒是神要我们纯洁，保持纯洁。
So here it says we have to keep ourselves pure.
奸淫就是放纵自己的性欲望，性的欲望。
And adultery is let yourself drive by your sexual.
人基本的欲望只有两个，哪两个？
So there are only two desires.
哪两个？
Only two.
哎，你们都没读过孔子讲的话，食色性也。
So the two things, one is a desire for food, the other one for sex.
这个年头太强调性解放。
And this is this current age is a complete.Freedom of sexual,
所以就忽略了这个纯洁的价值。
And you despise the value of the pureness.
所以婚前的关系、性的这个乱的婚外情、同居这些， 色情通通变成无所谓。
So all this premarital sex or extramarital sex and all the things is not as common, becomes a commonplace.
你们知道乱吃东西的结果是什么？拉肚子，对不对？就叫做制造污秽。
So when you also understand that when you eat gluttony parts, you've heard your tummy and this is generating more garbage.
同样的，滥搞性关系也是制造污秽。
And likewise, if you apply this to sexual behaviors, you also soil the relationship.
我可以预测这个社会呀、啊、不纯洁的后果是更加的污秽。
And we can see that at the end of the world was this making this the world more dirty.
以后人会像动物一样，就是乱伦，就是奸淫、冲刺，通通都走出橱柜来。
And then everything will come out of the closet and will be chaos in the world.
第八戒不可偷盗，这个是我们最容易犯的罪。
And the eighth, do not steal. This is probably the easiest way to commit.
啊，我们不是说我不偷东西，但是你有没有诚实呢？
And this is be honest. Have you ever been dishonest?
其实你故意的夸张也是偷取别人对你的信任。
And if you do things in exaggerated ways, you're actually stealing the other people's trust on you.
啊，我们常常忘记神是什么都看见，什么都明了。我们以为我们做一些事情是神不知道的。
Many times we forget that God is knowing all this, and then we just pretend we don't. God does not know.
我们贪一点小便宜，我们欺骗人，其实我们是自欺。
And we deceive other people by taking small advantages of this, and this is actually we're stealing to ourselves.
因为那个也是偷盗不诚实。
And that's dishonest and stealing.
第九，不可做假见证陷害人。
Ninth is do not be the false witness.
做假见证是包庇罪恶错误。
And here is you covering the wrong.
以前的没有检测的工具，所以都靠着证人做见证。
In the old days, it is very hard to find the evidences, so you have to rely on witnesses.
就是因为已经错了，才会去找别人来替自己做假见证。
Because there's the wrong things, therefore you need to find the witnesses to clarify.
那个症结就是不肯认错。
And that's because someone doesn't want to admit their error.
因为认错是避免继续犯罪。
Because by admitting, it's to avoiding the continuation of the mistake.
如果我们错了还继续说没有错，就是做假见证。
If we made a mistake and then don't admit it, that means you're bearing the false testimony.
唯有真心的悔改才能够阻止罪恶的蔓延。
And only with true confession and you can prevent the continuation of this.Wrong doing.
有一个主日学老师跟孩子们讲路加福音十五章这个一只亡羊的故事。
And then in the Luke 15, it talks about one lost sheep.
那他讲得很生动，就说这个篱笆有个洞，所以有一只小羊跑出去了，就迷失掉了。
And he animated much, says the fences has a hole, and then the sheep got away.
啊，说那个好心的牧人就去拼命找到，讲了很生动，讲了很多，啊，最后把这羊找回来了。
And that talks about how the good shepherd went away to find that sheep and found it.
啊，他觉得他的故事讲得很精彩啊，他就问孩子们有没有问题呢
？And he felt that he did a good job of telling a story, so he asked his kids, "What do you think?"
有一个小孩说，最后那个洞怎么样呢
？And the kid says, "So what happened to that hole?"
把羊找回来了，问题就解决了吗
？So you found the sheep, the lost sheep. Have you solved the problem?
那个叫做作假见证，不是真正的认错。
And this is really means the making false testimony, not confessing the errors.
因为亡羊补牢更重要。
And then means to fix that whole fence is important.
那你的属灵生活，你的家里面有没有破口呢？
And then, do you have a holes in your life, in your home?
第十节，不可贪恋人一切所有的。
And a lot of tense commandments do not covet other people's possessions.
这个就是讲到我们要有一个知足的心。
Here it talks about that we have to self be content.
世界上所有一切的东西你拥有的都是暂时的。
Everything that you own this earth, on this earth is temporary.
你可以享受但只有那么一下子。
And you can enjoy it, but just a little, just a little while.
我们不要与别人攀比。
So don't compare yourselves with others.
Warren Buffett, 他到昨天为止的财产是 89.9 十亿，就是 billions.
And Warren Buffett, the last day, last night, he had
89.9 billions. 但他也只有一张口啊。
And he only has a mouth to feed.
你知道他不敢吃牛排，怕三高。你也晓得他每一个早餐只敢吃三块钱。
And you know that he cannot dare to eat beef because it's bad for health, and the daily meal only costs $3.
你可以给孩子怎么样子的最好的教育呢？
So what's the best education you can give to your children?
就算是把他送入常春藤，如果他缺少了一样东西，他也不能够得神的喜悦。
And even though you can send them to Ivy schools, even they are short of one thing, cannot get the receive the blessing from God.
那个东西就是你的榜样。
And that the thing is lacking is the role model you show to them.
孩子不会因着你会讲而成功的。
And kids won't become successful because you can tell about it.
而是在你不讲的时候，他观察到你做什么而学会的。
And yet, that's important is to not by telling them, by showing, by observing what you do.
我们一起来读第六章四节，请你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。这里告诉我们三项教养的原则。
Here tells us three principles how to
不惹儿女的气，那意思就是你不要挑动他心中无法平息的怒气。
And do not stir the anger. I mean, here it says, do not exasperate your children.
那有的时候我们教育儿女，我们管教，我们不太注意到孩子在生气。
So when we're disciplined, we normally don't pay attention to their mood.
有一次我在叫我九岁的孙子的时候，我在责备他。
And once we were admonishing my nine-year-old grandson,
我突然注意到他的那个眼神是充满了愤怒。
And I noticed in his eyes a feel of anger.
我吃了一惊，我说：“哎呀，我有没有权教育他？”
And I was surprised, and I said, "Do I have the right to do this?"
所以我安静下来，我祷告一下。后来我再去找他谈。
So I quiet down and then offer my prayer, and then later on went to talk to him.
你不要搅动孩子的怒气。
You don't want to stir up the anger in their heart.
你要帮助他解除怒气。
You want to relieve that anger.
当然，我们都会负责孩子生活的教养。
And we all have to offer.
但我们有没有给他们一个好的榜样？
So are we being a good model, a role model for them?
我想我们都承认我们是蛮有缺点的人。
And we can confess that we are full of faults.
但是孩子要的不是完美的父母，他们要的是一个肯改进、肯认错的父母。
Yet they don't want to see a perfect parent. They want to see someone can change and can improve.
教育儿女，我们自己不改，那是空话，是不真实的信仰。
If we don't change ourselves, it's a false testimony. It's a false faith.
孩子需要榜样。
And children need role model.
你说什么，没有你做什么重要。
And by doing is less important than by telling.
你做什么，没有你是什么重要。
And by being what you are is more important by what you do.
你是什么才是孩子真正可以学会的。
Who you are, and they can learn from you.
那十诫是从负面的角度来帮助人遵守神的命令。
Ten Commandments is looking by giving the negative version of it.
因为 孩子在小或者以色列人他们是比较容易遵守负面的原则，就好像孩子较小的时候你叫他不可以比较容易。
And when Israelites like a children, and then when you tell them negative ways what not to do is one way to teaching.
因为不要做什么范围比较小。
And not to do, you can limit your scope.
但我要故意的把不可以做什么变成我们该做什么。
And then
we're gonna, 正面。
So we're going to turn this into positive.Not instead of not to, to do, tell them what to do.
其实这十个还是十诫的原意。
And all these ten follow the same thing of the Ten Commandments.
就是守信、圣责、尊重、平衡、孝顺、仁慈、纯洁、诚实、认错跟知足。
And this is ten. Do what you say, make good choices, be respectful, have a balanced life.Honor parents, be kind, keep pure, be honest, admit when you're wrong, and be content with what you have.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
谢谢天父给我们你美丽的真理做我们的生活的准则。
Well, thank you, Lord, for giving this beautiful truth to keep in as a way to keep our lives straight.
主啊，不光是教育孩子，求主也用你的实践来教育我们自己。
And not only how to teach us how to educate our kids, but also using Ten Commandments to teach us.
求主叫我们不要灰心，重新开始。
So we don't fall despair and we can start anew.
奉主的名祈祷。
In names of Christ, we pray. Amen.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。